Hello again, everyone. I am still in bed, having a very lazy day. I think we're going out later, but just charging my iPad because I haven't had it on for about a week, and I've got loads of updates to do on there. I think it's going to automatically do them, but I need to update iOS. But anyway, that's not what I came on here to talk about. I have got a croissant. I've had it brought to me in bed just to prove it. And a cup of PG strong tea. We ran out of tea bags, but Obi was given a sample of PG. It's a little tiny box like the PG boxes. I don't know how many tea bags are inside, maybe five or something. And I've got a big cup of peppermint tea as well. So I think you could say I'm being a bit spoilt this morning. It was his birthday the other day. We didn't do anything for it, so I'm hoping we're going to go out somewhere tonight, but we don't know what we're doing yet. It's a really, really nice cup of tea. Well, they both are, but especially the ordinary PG one. The sun's out now and it's quite warm. I've got the fan on, just on low. Obi's up now, but I'm just having a leisurely morning. I've been listening to some audio boos, listening to a bit of my book. I'm on Outlander book 5 now. I do recommend the Outlander series. If anyone likes series, it's got everything in it. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I thought it was a bit slow to get started and I didn't really get into it. But people kept saying, don't give up, you'll really like it. The reader's brilliant, Davina Porter. She's absolutely brilliant with all the Scottish accents. It's basically about a woman who, it starts in 1945, and her and her husband are staying in Scotland. I think it's near Inverness, and they visit a stone circle, and she goes there one morning early, and she walks through this split standing stone, and she finds herself, she's gone back 200 years to 1743, and all the Jacobite rebellions and everything, and it's basically just the story of her and the hero. And I know it's far-fetched, but it's no more far-fetched than Harry Potter or something like that. I think it's absolutely brilliant. The first book is good, but her writing, the author's writing, really improves as she goes on. I love the way she can describe an atmosphere. She describes sounds as well. She described the sound of, and I can't remember how the reader read it, like, phoom, like that. And It was something like that. It wasn't quite right, but... And it was the sound of her, of someone shaking out a piece of material. You know how it goes, like if you shake out like a towel or a tea towel. But she can just describe the atmosphere, a place with the... Oh, I don't know, it's just really... Oh, I absolutely love it. I didn't think I'd get into it, but I really did. So I've just started book 5, The Fiery Cross. And so I'm obviously just about over halfway through the series now. They are very long books. Most of them, some of them are 45 hours long. Some of them are like 53. I think Obi's finishing his curry from last night. That's what his breakfast is. Yes, I would recommend them if you don't have them. And if you're a member of Audible, then obviously you get them a lot cheaper than if you know, so they would be expensive to buy because if you had to buy them on CD or something, I dread to imagine how much they would be because they will be on so many CDs. Even on Audible, they would be expensive if you paid, but, well, you do pay with your credits, but, you know, like, I'm on the account where I pay $14.99 a month, and I get two books for that, which, you know, considering the length of those, is you know, I'll get, you know, it's like $7.50 for each book. I don't mind if I do. I mean, some of the books aren't worth that much. Like, I've got a couple of children's books that are quite short, and, well, they're probably just about worth that. You can probably buy them cheaper on a CD in a shop, to be honest. But for the most part, if you get her books, they're really worth the money. They're really worth the credits. In terms of length, but also in terms of listening. I said to Obi this morning, I don't know what I'm going to do when I finish them. I might just have to start them again. Another really good series for anyone who likes that kind of thing. I don't know if... They were quite popular in this country, but you don't hear much about them now. It's the Earth's Children series by Jean M. Owl. That's A-U-E-L. She's an American author, and she's written this series called Earth's Children, and they are... named, the first one's called The Clan of the Cave Bear, and they were written around about the same time as these other ones were started, and like these, the Outlander series, they've been written over quite a long period, like a 20-year period or more even, and they tell the story of a nice age girl whose family are destroyed in an earthquake along with her home. She's 5 at the time, and she doesn't know, she just keeps walking, and then she gets injured by some kind of lion, and she hides in a cave to get away from it, and it's only a tiny little cave, she can squeeze in, but it's not big enough for the lion, but it just gets its paw in and scratches her leg. So the leg eventually becomes infected, and she kind of passes out, and...
pause recording.
I hit that by mistake. She passes out, and then she gets found by a Neanderthal family, and it's all about how they bring her up, but she never really fits in with them. So, and then she gets banished from the clan. They are the clan of the cave bear. She gets banished, and the rest of the books are about, well, the next couple of books are about her journey to find her own people. Not her own people, her own family, because they died, but people like her. And then she finds them, and it's just the story of their travels. And it's very interesting, because the author did a lot of research, and she came... they're set in Europe, the books. They're set in somewhere like... I can't remember now. Eastern Europe. And she did a lot of research... visiting archaeological sites and looking at the artifacts that have been found, the jewellery, weapons, the places, the habitation, you know, like caves and the shelters made of mammoth bones, and the painted caves in France. They end up in France, where there's a lot of painted caves. So it is actually very interesting. The first four books I found are the better ones. The last two are still good, and I read them, but I think they've got a lot of detail about the caves and everything, and some people, when I've looked at reviews, found that a bit too much. I actually found it interesting because she's actually basing it on true facts. I mean, obviously, a lot of the story is fiction, the characters are fiction, but their way of life is what we've assumed from what has been found on these digs, and she's built the story around that. So it's quite fascinating, actually, and it's a good story as well. Of course, it's a good romance, a bit like Outlander in that sense. You've got a female and a male heroine. They're very, I mean, similarities, you know, they're both strong, the women are both strong characters, and so are the men, but they have their weaknesses, and yeah, that I can see similarities in the two books, series. But the storylines are completely different, of course. Okay, I've finished my tea. Did my iPad come on? I think it did.
10:32 a.m.
Yeah, I'm still in bed at 10:32 a.m. There you go. Anyway, folks, I think I'd better get up now, and I'll speak to you all soon.